all the stories that you're going to hear in this podcast are true. None of the names have been changed because we've all done something stupid. St. Eric Lane, and welcome to the midweek bonus episode of My Stupid World. Just remember, if you see something stupid, say something stupid. And if you like the podcast, make sure you rate and review it, because I get five-star stupidity for you. So give it a five-star rating, and maybe even write a review of the podcast. I just might read it in an upcoming episode. And if you decide to go streaking at Disneyland, I'll guarantee you, you'll be in my podcast. Yes, sirree. Just like this man who, well, apparently stripped down to his birthday suit there at Disneyland and started crawling during the It's a Small World ride. Yeah, the attraction had to be shut down for a bit as the guy hopped out of his boat, undressed, and started creeping around near the actual robots and all the elaborate set pieces. Actually, in one video, you can actually hear somebody yelling at him to stop and get down, warning him of the danger that he was dabbling in. Well, of course, he didn't listen and just kept on scurrying about. And at some point, somebody snapped him outside of the ride. Kind of looked like he went for the full birthday suit look, right out into the sunshine. The jury's out on whether this man has been apprehended. You got to imagine, just a matter of time. TMZ reached out to Disneyland for a comment, but haven't heard a word back yet. So shield your eyes, kiddos. There's a naked weirdo out there roaming, bearing it all for the world to see. Actually, there's one trailer park tramp that's been there, done that.
Did y'all see that story about that guy that got buck naked at Disneyland and was just traipsing around It's a Small World? Hero! Yeah, he ended up getting kicked out of Disneyland, but, I mean, who hasn't been kicked out of Disneyland? when I went, y'all, nobody told me beforehand I wouldn't be able to smoke nowhere, so I had to find me a spot to hide in and smoke inside the Haunted Mansion. So there I was, sucking down a menthol as fast as humanly possible, and the next thing I know, I'm being escorted out of the park. That's why I just stick to carnivals now. The workers got less rules and less teeth, which is much more my vibe. Okay, y'all, I gotta go. I'm doing a Christmas tree made of deer antlers this year, and I just need to find two or three more roadkill deer corpses to complete the job. Merry Christmas, y'all!
This guy removed all of his clothes, and after he did that, then patrons at the park said, "Geez, it really is a small world after all." Normally, nobody blames anyone for showing up at Disney unclothed, mainly because you have to sell everything you own just to afford a few day passes. Well, one of the doctors who saved this guy described his case as very rare. I think that might be an understatement. A 35-year-old man in Vietnam showed up at a hospital, said he'd been having terrible headaches for months. So they did a CT scan. And what did they see? A massive amount of swelling in his brain. But the interesting part is what caused it. Well, he'd somehow gone 5 months without realizing he had two chopsticks jammed up his nose. Well, they weren't full chopsticks, but they weren't small either. One piece looks to be about 3 inches long, the other about 5 inches. So I know you're thinking, how did they get up there? Well, he said he had no idea at first, but then he remembered he'd been in a fight 5 months prior while he was out drinking. He doesn't remember much from it, but thinks somebody may have stabbed him in the face with the chopsticks. He said he went to a hospital back then, too, but the doctor didn't notice anything wrong with his nose. He had surgery over the weekend to remove both chopsticks. The last update, he was still in the hospital, but still in stable condition. Well, there's a 27-year-old Polk County, Florida lawn care and pest control worker who was arrested twice for allegedly exposing himself to customers while inside their homes. The Polk County Sheriff's Office said it first arrested Tyler Mountain of Lake Wales after a 76-year-old Davenport, Florida woman reported him for exposing himself. Investigators said the incident happened when Mountain, an employee of Massey Services at the time, was supposed to be giving the woman an estimate for pest control work. According to the sheriff's office, the victim said Mountain left her bathroom with his genitals exposed, saying that his zipper was broken and he needed her help. During the investigation, a detective learned that Massey Services fired Mountain after getting the woman's complaint. However, the sheriff's office said the company confirmed that that was the second time Mountain was accused of exposing himself to customers, the previous time being in Haines City, Florida. Because the victim in the Haines City incident was not in the county at the time, deputies arrested Mountain on a charge of lewd exhibition to an elderly person for the incident. They later arrested him again after the Haines City victim returned. The sheriff's office said the victim told a detective that Mountain was supposed to be working on her lawn when he exposed himself and, again, said his zipper was broken. He was charged with lewd exhibition in this case as well, according to the deputies. I mean, this guy is supposed to remove pests from your home, but instead, he decided to release his lizard. I mean, he claimed that his zipper was broken, too. I mean, which has everybody wishing the zipper got caught on his junk like, you know, Ben Stiller and There's Something About Mary, you know?
hey, my zipper's broken. Can you get it undone?
Oh, boy. You know, when somebody is caught with something that they shouldn't have, their first instinct is to say that it's not theirs, right? Which might be believable in some situations, but not this one. A 46-year-old man in Florida named Caleb Phillips was being screened by a corrections officer at a jail when they discovered he had a plastic cylinder in his underwear, tucked under his junk. Caleb said it wasn't his. When they asked how it got there, he suggested that someone put it there while he was sleeping. Okay. When the officer started investigating the cylinder, Caleb said he thought it contained Advil, which is a decent guess for a man who claimed he didn't know that it was even there. Turns out he had meth inside. So Caleb got charged with narcotics possession and smuggling contraband into a detention facility. Both, of course, are felonies, and he's being held without bond. Yeah, so he says somebody put meth in his underwear while he slept. Now, if I had a nickel for every time that happened to me, call me crazy, but hey, I believe him. I mean, after all, this is Florida we're talking about here. Well, some people have expressed sympathy for a 37-year-old woman who got caught using a vibrator on a Georgia beach and then arrested by cops. She's Christina Revels Glick, who was approached by cops after families reported her salacious behavior on Tybee Island Beach back in 2021. Now, body cam footage from the officers who arrested her was released recently, showing her breaking down as she was being handcuffed and marched away from the sand. But the video, which has been viewed more than 2.5 million times, proved divisive. Some viewers said that it was only right to arrest Revels Glick for her indecent behavior, but others said the police were being a little heavy-handed and said they felt sorry for the attention the newly released body cam footage will have brought the woman. Now, Revels Glick can be seen in that newly released arrest footage, denying the intimate moment, claiming she was merely lying down on her towel. When police asked to search her bag, she admits to using a vibrator to relax because she was stressed. She added, it only took her 20 seconds to finish. Many viewers blasted the police department for pursuing the arrest over more urgent crimes. Others noted the impact the incident is likely to have on Revels Glick's future prospects, with one commenting that she will have to explain this every time she applies for a job. Now, in the next clip, the male officer is seen sifting through the woman's backpack, which they'd placed on their police vehicle only to retrieve the vibrator. It's a bullet style. That's what they call it, he says. At least she admitted it. She said she had an orgasm on the beach, Sarah Moss told The Smoking Gun that beachgoers could hear her moaning when they called the police about 5:30 that afternoon. She provided police with a video that she took of the incident, which showed Revels Glick as she did the deed before looking off to her right, as if she spotted someone. Police say Revels Glick apologized while being booked for indecent exposure and disorderly conduct, telling the officers that she didn't think anybody had seen her. Well, she was released shortly after her arrest on a subpoena, according to the police report. And according to the Atlanta-based attorneys Conaway and Strickler, Glick could face a 12-month jail sentence for 20 seconds of self-gratification. Remains unclear whether Revels Glick has appeared before the courts yet. 20 seconds. That's all. Just 20 seconds. So, well, people are often caught speeding on their way home. But here's a guy who was caught speeding with a home, literally. A man in Excelsior Springs, Missouri, was caught speeding while hauling a house. He was driving a truck with a 70-foot-long trailer-style house in tow. The police tried to pull him over, but he wouldn't stop and led the police on a chase. They even tried using those stop sticks to slow the guy down, but it didn't work. It eventually ended when the guy drove off the road and he was arrested. But it's unclear why he was speeding with a house in the first place. Here's Sergeant Craven of the Excelsior Springs, Missouri Police Department giving the play-by-play and color commentary of that chase.
So we chased this truck down the road. He was going about 30 miles an hour. He was hauling his big old house. Looks like he's going to live in it. He was traveling all over the roadway. Thought he might have been drunk. We came up on him. We chased him real fast down the road. And then we took him to jail, like Excelsior does. Woo-wee.
Now, this happened on Thanksgiving, which makes it even stranger. The cops say they suspected the driver was drunk when they saw the house flying down the road, but they haven't said if that ended up being the case. Gives a whole new meaning, being home for the holidays. Well, dressed as the Grinch, a guy by the name of David Grisham carried a sign during the morning drop-off at an elementary school in Amarillo, Texas, that read, quote, "Santa is fake. Jesus is real." Well, parents, as you might imagine, were not happy to see him. One dad grabbed the sign and threw it to the ground. Well, here's the actual moment that Grisham was physically assaulted by one of the parents.
We shouldn't lie to children.
Sir.
Hey.
Not here today, please, sir.
Get away from my stuff.
Ma'am, stay in your car, please.
Got your license plate number.
Help me, sir.
Got your license plate.
Another parent said that he shouldn't be pushing his agenda to any people's kids. Police were called to the school, but Grisham was not arrested by the police because he was standing on the sidewalk, which is public property. He calls himself Pastor David Grisham, but there's no church that's ever seen in his YouTube videos. He only says he's with, quote, official street preachers. Grisham was lawfully on the sidewalk, not breaking any laws. He said, "I understand why they're upset. They're upset because, well, they're prideful and don't want to admit that lying to their child is wrong in spite of what God's word says. They're more concerned with the traditions of men rather than the truth. And they double down on the lie because of pride, and they're angry because they want to blame the person telling the truth rather than the one who told the lie that prompted the truth to expose the lie. They don't want to be seen as a liar in the eyes of their child, but the facts are the facts say that they are." Now, ABC 7 News also asked Grisham why he would choose to ruin the magic of Christmas for kids, and he told the TV station, "I'm not concerned about the magic of Christmas, but the miracle of Christmas in the virgin birth of Jesus Christ." I don't know. How would you discern that quandary? Okay. Well, I think bah humbug would be my first expression. Well, here's a 38-year-old mother who got herself fired from her job as a school sex education teacher. She was exposed as a convicted prostitute and a working escort. According to the New York Post, Ashley Ketcherside, whose maiden name is Ashley Villalobos, was fired from her convictions of prostitution back in 2012 and 2016. that were finally brought to light. Now, aside from her work as a prostitute, Ketcherside allegedly continued to work as an escort during her time as a sex educator in Godly, Texas. According to the Post, Ketcherside had advertised as the, quote, true girl next door, Lola Bria, at the time of both arrests. Now, according to the publication, escort sites build themselves as platforms for escorts to sell time and companionship and are legal in Texas, while prostitution is not. The Post reported that parents discovered Ketcherside's sex work with a simple Google search of her email address after becoming suspicious of the former teacher's businesses that she claimed to own, but could not provide information about. According to the Post, parents discovered several Lola Bria profiles and noted her to be an expensive and well-received escort, who warned that no-show clients could face a penalty of up to $3,000. The publication also reported that a judge had signed an injunction back in 2016 that prohibited specific children from visiting, quote, any place of Ashley Villalobos' residence because she was a known prostitute. The school district confirmed that it had removed Ketcherside from her job, according to the Post, and per the publication, the spokesperson claimed Ketcherside had never been officially appointed to the Student Health Advisory Committee, despite there being alleged video that actually showed her actively participating in the meetings. The spokesperson also told the Post that the school's website had listed her as a member of, which was a mistake. Per the publication, Ketcherside was heavily involved with a parent who led a local cheerleading group and had volunteered on several district panels, which included the Family and Community Engagement Committee, Godly Athletic Booster Club, and the Parent Teacher Organization. She's since been fired from all of her roles, according to the Post. Well, I guess she's got some other jobs to fall back on. And the Ohio Supreme Court suspended an attorney who pooped in a Pringles potato chip can, then chucked it into a parking lot of a crime victim advocacy center. Criminal defense attorney Jack Blakesley's conduct called into question his fitness to practice law, according to the court decision. Blakesley's defense, he said he didn't target anyone, but had a habit of putting his feces in Pringles cans and randomly throwing them from his car. He claimed he pulled the Pringles prank at least 10 times that year, but the court didn't buy it and said Blakesley purposely chose the Haven of Hope in Cambridge, Ohio, as his, quote, drop zone. Surveillance video captured the incident. Blakesley had known the victim advocates at the center for years and was scheduled to see them in court 15 minutes after the Pringles deposit. At the time, Blakesley was representing someone accused in a capital murder case. The court decided to suspend Blakesley from the practice of law for a year, with 6 months of that suspension stayed. The Caldwell, Ohio attorney had been practicing law since 1976. He had no prior disciplinary action against him. Now, in determining what punishment to mete out, the court relied on a previous ruling involving the naked photographer. That was an Ohio House GOP caucus attorney that photographed more than 30 women as he flashed them. Steve Lennon, who was indefinitely suspended for that conduct, and he pleaded guilty to 53 misdemeanor offenses. And then years later, he got his law license restored. The court also relied on punishment in the case of Scott Blovett, an attorney with a history of public indecency. Blovett, by the way, was suspended indefinitely. Now, there's an attorney you definitely don't need to be dropping in on, if you know what I mean. Well, do you like Kraft mac and cheese? A lot of folks like it. My wife's not a big fan. She thinks it's just like cheap mac and cheese. But if you like Kraft mac and cheese, you kind of know what to expect, right? You got macaroni and cheese, one of the cheapest, easiest, and probably least nutritious meals of the week, right? Well, that's about to change. And no, not the last part. Kraft is nixing the cheese. Yeah. But it won't be just a box of noodles. It's called Kraft Not Mac and Cheese, and it features a dairy-free alternative to its usual powdered cheese. And yes, that powdered cheese does have dairy. It'll be showing up in grocery stores soon. It'll come in two varieties, original and white cheddar, with shells, and both will set you back about $3.49. Now, this is the first time that Kraft has offered a vegan, plant-based option. The vegan cheese sauce, I guess if you can call it that, it's made with fava bean protein and coconut oil powder, which Kraft says has a similar taste, look, and feel to dairy-based mac and cheese. In other words, it's better than it sounds. In fact, their press release describes it as mouth-watering. Yeah, well, the only thing worse than its taste, I think, is its name. Fortunately, though, I can do something about the latter, as you'll find out here with my list of top better names for Kraft not mac and cheese. They would be maybe Kraft Dinner for Broke Vegans, Kraft Mac and Powdered Sadness, Kraft Yellow Gunk, Kraft You Must Really Like Mac and Cheese to Eat This Garbage, Kraft Reason Number 8000 Why You Should Just Take Ozempic, Kraft Microwavable Awful, Kraft Insult to All Other Kraft Products, and yes, that includes Grey Poupon, Kraft Even Prisoners Wouldn't Eat This, or finally, I Can't Believe It's Not Mac and Cheese.
It's a great big stupid world, and we're feeling kind of queasy as it turns around.
I'm open to talking about anything, but love talking about surviving in the stupidity that's always around us. And if you're insane enough to ask, I'm insane enough to reply. I'd love to hear from you either by leaving a voice message or a written message. And you can even do that at podcast.insaneericlane.com. Leave any comment you have from a podcast or even a question you have. I'll be happy to address either one. Your questions or comments might even be played and or even talked about in a future podcast episode. And if you or someone you know would like to join in on a podcast, you're more than welcome to participate. You can download the Spotify for Podcasters app on your phone, and you can do that just as simple as a phone call. Or I can even send you a link that you can actually participate from the website. You can download the app to your favorite app store and add that podcast to your favorites. You can also email me with comments, questions, requests at shoutout@insaneericlane.com. And of course, should you certainly subscribe to the podcast if you listen on Apple, iHeart, Breaker, Google, Vrbo, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Spotify, or whatever podcast platform you're listening to. Don't forget to follow me also on Facebook and X. Just look up the handle @InsaneEricLane.
And now, from the news desk of Insane Eric Lane, it's the Week in Review.
According to a new study, smarter dogs process information in a way that's very similar to humans. Here's my question, though. How smart can they be if they like to drink out of a toilet? You never guess who's really offended, though, by this study. That's right. Cats. According to a new poll, Americans are more excited to spend the holidays with coworkers than with family. And I think I speak for everyone who has an extended family when I say, yeah, that sounds about right. Or is it me? Or do you get the feeling that people taking these polls aren't really trying to push the envelope? Well, a storm Delta blow to Thanksgiving travel, rain and snow impacted a large portion of the U.S., and in response, millions of Americans that were planning to visit family were like, oh, thank God. The weather made some travel pretty much impossible, so countless American families were forced to argue about politics over the phone. And Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, if you saw that, featured several new balloons this year, including the Pillsbury Doughboy. To get it right, the balloon makers spent days and days studying Chris Christie. Returning balloons included Diary of a Wimpy Kid, which, of course, was inspired by Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg. And a woman flying from Turkey to France went into labor and gave birth on a plane. And to think that I get upset when all the person in the next seat does is chat. Remember the good old days, though, when women got on a plane to conceive a baby? Evidently, the other passengers knew something was up when the pilot lit up the holy crap sign. At the Tennessee-Georgia football game, the Peyton Manning escorted Dolly Parton onto the field for that performance of Rocky Top. It went pretty well. There were only three times when Dolly had to tell Peyton, hey, my eyes are up here. Dolly, by the way, got a standing ovation, and the crowd liked her singing, too.
Hamas released 13 hostages, including an American girl recently, whenever she saw the current state of America, though she asked to go back. President Biden was so excited when he got the news, his heart actually started to beat. The deadly winter storm that complicated post-Thanksgiving travel in the Midwest and Great Lakes, it was so bad, many holiday travelers actually went back to stay with their relatives. Some were so desperate to escape the storm, they actually took refuge in movie theaters showing Napoleon. According to a new survey, the average adult needs 16 confidence boosters a month in order to feel their best. And that number climbs to 82 if you work in radio. I'm kidding, of course. Look, if you work in radio, you don't have any confidence. And so far in 2023, more than 2,500 police officers have left the New York Police Department. This is a real blow, of course, to the hundreds of men and women who work at Krispy Kreme. Of course, on the bright side, if you live in the New York area, there's never been a better time to take up shoplifting. Also on Thanksgiving, riders on a popular Universal Studios roller coaster in Orlando, Florida, got stuck in midair in vertical position for nearly an hour. When asked to comment, they said it was still better than spending time with their relatives. No, seriously, though, when you consider that they could have spent that time with family, it's really hard to see a downside. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un examined photos from his nation's first spy satellite. Evidently, he's trying to pinpoint the exact location of every operational Chick-fil-A. Things are advancing so quickly in North Korea, it won't be long before they have the technology to make a sandwich. According to a new rumor, there's a sequel in the works for The Simpsons movie. Sounds kind of lame, though. I mean, evidently, Homer is going to spend the entire movie trying to figure out his pronouns. It actually doesn't sound too bad, actually. I mean, to capitalize on the current Marvel craze, Homer gets all kinds of superpowers after eating a radioactive donut. And Cher said that she jumped on her bed after Stevie Wonder agreed to sing on her new Christmas album. In fact, Cher jumped up and down so hard her face actually moved. Things got a little out of hand, though. She jumped up and down for so long, she actually caused more than $10,000 worth of damage to her butt. Of course, you remember the halftime show at the Cowboys-Commanders game where Dolly Parton wore that Dallas Cowboys cheerleading outfit. Of course, in response, said that it was really nice to see somebody besides the backfield in motion. And afterwards, of course, there were hundreds of requests to see the instant replay. And a recent report says some stores and chains in the UK and Canada are ditching those self-checkout machines and going back to traditional cashiers. And now everyone is preparing for these AI machines to protest humans taking their jobs. Even in the U.S., three Walmarts in Albuquerque, New Mexico, abandoned their self-checkouts over the last 2 months. Walmart shoppers are happy that cashiers are back because you can't get into a physical altercation with a self-checkout machine. And new research say that workaholics are actually addicts and don't really enjoy their jobs. But many people are now questioning the validity of the study because it's not like you see Hunter Biden snorting work every day. The study finds that workaholics experience a sense of unwellness when they don't do as much work as they'd like, as opposed to Gen Z who experience a sense of unwellness when they have to work at all. And the Merriam-Webster word of the year for 2023 is authentic. And now every politician in the country is asking their assistant to look up that word for them. It's better than last year's word of gaslighting. And if you think I'm wrong, I'm not. You're just crazy. The Carolina Panthers fired their first-year head coach, Frank Reich, after the starting season of 1-10. Reich says he looks forward to finding a new job soon, preferably with a real NFL team. And Florida Governor Ron DeSantis criticized fellow former United Nations Ambassador Nikki Haley for not showing interest in a proposed debate with him on Fox News. But based on Ron's weird smile, you'd think he was used to women showing no interest. DeSantis and Haley are both GOP presidential primary candidates, and, well, they trail well behind the frontrunner, former President Donald Trump. And Trump has only nice things to say about both of them, as he refers to one as sanctimonious and the other as bird brain. According to a recent study, Cambridge, Massachusetts is the top city that millennials move to in 2022, which translates to it's the top city that their parents move to in 2022. Many millennials also move to Seattle, but no word on how they afford those sky-high rents, especially when everybody in that city is getting sky-high on legal wacky tobacco. An Australian man said he began sweating and shaking after ingesting a partially cooked McDonald's double cheeseburger.
But to be fair, even a cooked McDonald's burger makes most people feel that way. New York Giants general manager Joe Schoen says he expects Daniel Jones to be the team's starting quarterback when he recovers from an ACL injury. And Giants fans thought 2024 election coverage would be the worst thing to watch on TV. And Giants have actually suffered from completely incompetent quarterback play for a while now, so I guess sharing a building with the Jets really rubs off on you sometimes. And an ill wind knocked over the national Christmas tree outside the White House just 2 days before it was to be set officially lit by the president. It's kind of a shame, too. But look, on the plus side, it was really nice to see something falling over besides the president. The work crews had to scramble to salvage the tree and set it upright with a crane, which is how a majority of Americans are removed from their homes these days. According to a new study, a positive personality may be all you need to prevent dementia, which has the president's friends and family encouraging him to be more positive. I mean, you simply have to stay positive. You know, like food and gasoline prices are sky high. Buying a home is virtually impossible. And division amongst people is at an all-time high. But other than that, should be super easy. White Castle superfans camped out for 12 hours to be the first people inside a new Tempe, Arizona restaurant. And Arizona is known for its scorching heat, but look, these people will be known for dropping scorching heat. Yeah, 12 hours is a long time to wait to just catch a case of explosive diarrhea. After White Castle, the only wait time that was longer was the one at the CVS pharmaceutical counter. And a Japanese precision part manufacturing factory recently went viral for its bizarre new product, a line of hammers shaped like realistic bananas. The banana hammer kind of sounds weird, but look, it's still better than going to the beach and seeing a dude in a banana hammock. Apparently, the banana hammer is such a big hit that iron factory IKEA now sells a mini version as well, modeled after a smaller banana variety, which is great because, well, now there's equal representation for men with big and small bananas. And Kylie Jenner made a secret trip to London to support boyfriend Timothy Chalamet at a Wonka party after flying in on a private jet. Of course, we're all really kind of hoping that Timothy is careful with this one because, look, she's seen more Willy than just his Wonka character. And finally, Swedish cross-country skier Kalle Halvorsen, who participated in a race in icy temperatures in Finland, said his penis was frozen by the end of the race. Needless to say, this is not the sequel to Disney's Frozen that any of us were expecting. Of course, this is an important story for all the guys out there, mainly because it should teach everybody to never complain about regular old shrinkage in cold weather ever again. Hey! Hey! Stupid world! Dum, 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 dum. Get up close and personal with My Stupid World by interacting with the podcast through Insane Eric Lane's Stupid World's Telegram channel. I post the actual articles used in the podcast episodes every weekend from the week's collection of stupidity. When you join the channel, you'll get to read the actual stories, see the actual photos, or watch the actual videos from the stupidity that is talked about in each episode. And you can even make comments about what you read or seen, even comments with your suggestions or opinions about what I've talked about. You can even share the links to some of the stupid stories that you've encountered. Visit t.me/insaneericlane. That's t.me/insaneericlane to see a preview of the channel and download Telegram Messenger, the app to your smartphone. It's also available in desktop versions as well, and it's supported on Windows, Linux, Apple, and Android platforms. Telegram is a secure messaging app that's gaining in popularity. You can learn more by visiting telegram.org.
Underneath this genius, I'm simply a human.
It's like a caveman thing or
something. And now this week's Genius Award.
And in this week's Genius Awards, the Naples, Florida Police Department has arrested a 35-year-old woman for extensive property damage to a La Quinta Inn. NPD responded to the call from the hotel manager located at 1555 Fifth Avenue South, who said the woman was breaking sprinkler heads. Tapacio Sanchez, who was not a guest at the hotel, began damaging the property after being told by management to leave the premises, according to the NPD. Sanchez allegedly began to tamper with the HVAC circuit breaker near the front of the building by ripping out the internal wiring. Once the NPD arrived, Sanchez tried to elude officers by running into a nearby Olive Garden. Officers found her with a dog in the restaurant bathroom. Police described finding her speaking nonsense. The manager reported to NPD that Sanchez allegedly damaged 8 sprinkler heads and tubing with an estimated damage total of about $2,000, and the HVAC circuit breaker damage was about $1,500. The dog was turned over to Domestic Animal Services and returned to its original owner. Sanchez was transported to the Naples Jail Center. While being transported there, she initially hit the backseat in-car camera, causing the camera bracket to break. I'll bet that'll teach that sprinkler system to keep its mouth shut, yeah? I mean, I know whenever I'm trying to evade the police, I run into a restaurant with an animal and ask to chill in the bathroom. And then there's this. A 70-year-old Lake County, Florida man found himself behind bars after he allegedly hurled a package of Oreo cookies at his wife during an argument about the coffee maker not having any water in it. According to the deputies, John Sandoval was arrested and charged with felony domestic battery on a person 65 years or older after the incident that unfolded, according to the affidavit from the sheriff's office. Sandoval's wife, who he's been married to and cohabitating with for over 40 years, was sitting at a table when she and her husband got into a verbal argument about the coffee maker not having any water in it, according to the report. Sandoval became aggressive and chucked a package of Oreo cookies that hit her in the chest, causing her to fall, according to the deputies. While she was on the ground, Sandoval allegedly put his hands around her throat but did not restrict her airway. The incident was not reported until the next day, after the woman's daughter urged her mother to press charges. Deputies did not observe any obvious injuries to the woman, according to the affidavit. Deputies caught up, though, with Sandoval, who admitted to picking up a package of cookies and throwing them at her, according to the affidavit. He said he believed it hit her in the head, but he wasn't sure, and he said he also had no recollection of grabbing her throat. Let's just all be glad that they weren't double-stuff Oreos, right? I mean, tell me that you're sick and tired of your wife without saying you're sick and tired of your wife, huh? Or how about this one? A 76-year-old Florida man was arrested after he allegedly backed over a staff member at a car show for not letting him into the event, according to the police. Anthony Guerra Jr. lives in the Villages. He was charged with aggravated battery with a deadly weapon after the incident that unfolded in the area of Alvarez Avenue and Main Street in Lady Lake, Florida, according to the arrest affidavit from the Lady Lake Police Department. While trying to enter the car show event, the staff members there approached Guerra and told him to leave due to his aggressive behavior, according to the report. Guerra reportedly then threw a piece of paper out of his car window toward another staff member before looking at the man and reversing his car into him, according to police. Police caught up with Guerra, who told him that he got upset with the staff due to not letting him in and letting another group of cars go in front of him, according to the report. Guerra said the staff member called him an a-hole, according to the report, and added that he did not see the victim until the victim was on his luggage rack on the rear of the vehicle. Yeah. You know, old people that live in the Villages are a different breed of elderly, you know? They got no problems running a trap house, having way too much unprotected sex, or mowing down a punk car show freak or something, you know? I mean, if there's anything that people in the Villages take seriously, it's their monthly Viagra script and not letting anybody cut in line. And what about this? A 47-year-old Putnam County, Georgia man came afoul of deputies when they said he got high on mushrooms, put on a chicken suit, and became disorderly, according to the report. Sheriff Howard Sill said that a woman called to report that her ex-boyfriend had basically gone nuts on mushrooms and was beating on passing cars and screaming and hollering at him. Officers responded to a neighborhood near Lake Oconee, where they found Jason Pinch walking through a neighborhood, pounding on vehicles with his fists. He was wearing what officers described as a yellow onesie-style pajama outfit meant to resemble a chicken. Pinch continued to beat on passing cars, even the patrol car. Officers called an ambulance and tried to arrest Pinch, and according to Sills, Pinch repeatedly asked deputies if they were real and if he was real. After he was taken into custody, Pinch continued to ask officers if he was real or if he was laying in his hammock at his home. Officers were able to stun Pinch with a taser after he was arrested on charges of disorderly conduct and misdemeanor obstruction of a peace officer. He's since been released on bond. Why the chicken suit? Unfortunately, that would have been the question I would ask, said Stills. I'm not a gambling man for the most part, but I'm willing to bet that the cop that deployed the taser just wanted to see how a redneck on a head full of high-powered hallucinogens would react to riding the lightning. Here's a pro tip, though. When ingesting magic mushrooms, make sure you're with a friend who knows you well enough to hide your chicken suit until after your trip. And you got to check this one out. A man was arrested after allegedly jumping out of an emergency hatch on a Southwest Airlines flight in New Orleans, climbing out onto the plane's wing and attempting to run away as the aircraft was preparing to take off. The Jefferson Parish Sheriff's Office in Louisiana said the man had been arrested after he escaped from the emergency hatch and ran out onto the tarmac at Louis Armstrong New Orleans International Airport. At the time of the incident, the plane was still parked at the terminal and he had yet to push back from the gate for takeoff, according to WWL-TV. Photos show the emergency hatch dropping down as well as the moment that the man was escorted away in handcuffs by the cops. Witnesses at the airport said that the man had been walking on the airplane's wing before jumping down and running across the tarmac. He also reportedly attempted to steal a service truck on the tarmac before being stopped by authorities, according to witnesses talking to the TV station. Police said that the man was taken into the hospital for evaluation. His identity has not been revealed. No criminal charges have yet been issued. The sheriff's office referred the investigation to federal authorities. Look, Southwest Airlines lets you pick your own seat, but it has to be inside the aircraft, okay? He made a horrible choice, and besides picking Southwest, jumping off the plane was a pretty bad decision, too. And you'll never believe this. A 32-year-old ex-con with a lengthy rap sheet who is prohibited from carrying a handgun had a Smith & Wesson pistol stashed in his rectum when he was booked into jail. Christopher Boyd was a passenger in a vehicle pulled over near Evansville, Indiana, around 2 in the morning for an obstructed license plate. The driver and a second passenger were eventually released after being searched by Evansville cops. A pat-down of Boyd, however, turned up a small bag with multiple pills in his right sock. Boyd reportedly said he got the narcotics from his Aunt Trish and believed the pills to be Percocet. He used the painkiller, Boyd said, because he had a bullet lodged in his spine. Before being placed in a cruiser, Boyd was searched, though he claimed to be unable to spread his legs very far due to his spine injury. While searching in Boyd's groin area, Boyd tensed up, a cop noted, adding that he asked the suspect if he had anything stuffed in his groin or buttocks. Boyd stated that he did not, according to police. But upon arriving at the county jail, Boyd was now walking with a limp and appeared to be clenching his buttocks when he walked. Boyd was then placed through a body scanner, which detected a large object in his groin region. So a strip search was done, where they located two plastic bags containing marijuana tucked next to Boyd's scrotum. Police then sought to remove an unknown item from Boyd's rectum. While Boyd continued to clench his buttocks, a cop was able to see that the object Boyd had in his rectum was a handgun. The weapon was subsequently removed from inside Boyd and secured in a patrol car. You know, it's a good thing that gun didn't go off, or that guy might have had two holes. A gun in your butt really sounds painful, frankly, but look, it's still better than what his fellow inmates will probably put in there. Okay, one more. Deputies in Florida came across an unusual situation when they pulled over a driver while on patrol in Dixie County. A Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission officer was called to a traffic stop after deputies reported a vehicle with a small alligator inside, according to the incident report. The GMC SUV was pulled over on Northeast 227 Avenue in Cross City when the FWC officer approached the driver. The driver, Gary Godfrey, told the officer that he caught the small gator on a paved road as it was crossing, according to the report. The road was near the county jail, and he was scared the alligator would get run over by a vehicle. Godfrey continued, saying that he planned to take the animal to a private pond and release it. At the time of the traffic stop, the 3-foot-long gator was being stored in a burlap sack in the trunk of the SUV, according to the incident report. So this guy has a live gator in his car. Somebody has to tell him that there's much easier ways to get into the HOV lane. I mean, it's not every day you hear about Florida Gators getting into trouble with the law, unless, of course, we're talking about players on the football team, of course. Hey, help spread the stupidity, okay? Share, subscribe, rate, and review the podcast. Give it a 5-star rating because, look, this is 5-star stupidity. Rating and reviewing also helps the podcast to show up more prominently in searches when folks are searching for stupidity. You can eliminate the buffering also when you stream the podcast on the poor cell or Wi-Fi coverage simply by downloading all the episodes to your podcast player. And Podcast Addict is the app that I recommend for optimum performance. It's free with two types of paid versions too. And in addition to this episode, of course, there is the weekend edition, which features Pancho Guerrero, my insane Florida nephew. Pancho will answer your questions as well with his sage wisdom. You can ask Pancho about anything. You can also see how well you can do by testing your skill against Pancho during the Insane Game Show. And every week after both episodes are published, I'll post the articles that were used on both of the episodes, and you can read them on Telegram Messenger when you join the Insane Eric Lane Stupid World channel. You can comment about them and share them with your friends. You can also post comments or suggestions about the podcast as well. Preview the channel and get a link to download Telegram Messenger at t.me/insaneericlane. That's t.me/insaneericlane. It's absolutely free, and it's available in desktop or mobile versions, and it will work on Windows, Linux, Android, or Apple platforms. And don't forget to follow me on social media using the handle at insaneericlane on Facebook or X, or visit insaneericlane.com. And finally, ponder this, won't you? If your parents did it in a car and your mom unintentionally got pregnant with you, you're technically a car accident.
Kong, ki chong, kong, kong, ki chong, kong, 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 chong, kong.
Insane Eric Lane's Stupid World is produced with the support from EnvisionWise, LLC, and AmeriCountry.com, from Wise Brother Media, Universal Comedy at the United Stations Radio Network, SheetHappens.com, Good Parts Media, and Mr. Laughs.
Theme music from Randy Stonehill. It's a Great Big Stupid World, copyright 1992 Stonehillian Music, Word Music, Twitch and Vibes Music, and is available anywhere you purchase music.
Thanks for making it to the end of Insane Eric Lane's Stupid World. Please be sure to seek therapy to ensure you still have your wits with you. And if this has inspired you to try your hand at making a podcast, you can do it absolutely free with Spotify for Podcasters. The editing and music library are at your fingertips with Spotify for Podcasters. Download the app from your favorite app store.